It's Friday, the 12th of February, 8 a.m. Overcast sky. Been a frost during the night, you see that. It's been a bit of a frost, not too bad. And everything's fine and dry and calm and still. But there's a change now, there's a dampness about the air. Still pleasant though. So look around and see my big bunch of snowdrops gathering strength in its growth, and the number of wee flower heads that are appearing. Still be a wee while before they all open, but now I can see the smaller clumps around the garden and the clumps of other bulbs shooting up. That's what I love about the garden. You know, it just catches you. One day you could be standing or looking at the same place you did the day before, and all of a sudden you spot 3 or 4 inches of growth that couldn't possibly have been there the day before. Glorious when you see your first flowers, snowdrops. Then the daffs, then the bluebells. You know you're well on your way by the time the bluebells come along. Anyway, I had a tree to move during the winter that I've never got round to moving. And I really need to move it before it gets into any kind of growth. Ain't going to be easy, but it needs to be moved. Either that or I leave it where it is and buy another tree. Had a pretty decent sleep last night. Very little amber orange colour in my sleep app, which is awake time. Basically blue and green all through the night, mostly deep sleep and light sleep. It felt like a good sleep actually, and when I did have to get up and go back to bed and sleep, no problem. Sometimes it's tossing and turning to go off, but last night, yeah, it was good. But it was a struggle at 7. Oh my lord, was it a struggle at 7 o'clock this morning. Yesterday morning I got up at 7 o'clock and it wasn't too bad. So why this morning? Why was it so hard this morning? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's all down to where you are in your sleep when the alarm goes off. Whether you're awake anyway, but as awake as in the sense of that zone between fully awake and light sleep, or whether you're in light sleep or whether you're in deep sleep REM. So if I have another look at my Zoomio sleep app when I go back in, maybe that'll start to, and maybe I should be digesting more of this than I'm actually doing it at the present, because it's quite an involved little app. Maybe I should start to really digest it in the morning and see why, and try and pin down why some mornings are so hard to get out of bed and other mornings aren't so bad. There you go. Something to do today that'll take me off maybe a few seconds. Yeah. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty quite good. Got some new feet for the birds to put in, just as well, because they're, goodness grief, they're going through it again, rapidly. And my wife spotted the great spotted woodpecker on the suet block feeder, well, what was left of it, there's nothing left of it actually, there, bare. But she said it, described it, and I showed her a couple of photographs. Yeah, I haven't seen it this winter. which she said it was definitely on the suet block feeder, which was what attracted it in last winter's. So I've got a new one to go up. That's great to know. Even if I don't see it, well, better if I do see it, but even if I don't see it, if my wife has seen it, fantastic, then it's good to know it's still there. Assuming it's the same one, but it doesn't really matter. But it's good. Soon be this full blown chorus, full pelt, 360 degree bird song in the mornings. Ah, what a glorious period of the year. Yes, things are shooting away. It's the thing, you see. It doesn't matter what us humans do, how important we think we are, or how sometimes we think the world revolves around us, that we are important. Nature just gets along with nature. The snowdrops will come up whether I'm here or not, no matter what I do or what I think of myself. The snowdrops will still come up. Nature will still go on. It's a little blue tit up to my right in the tree. I think he's trying to impress a female that's a few branches lower. I think.